Hi, this is Martin Cole from Gardening Step by Step. And I've been musing a little bit about the way the garden has grown over the course of this summer as we come towards the end of the summer and into autumn. And I've been doing that in the context of the fact that I've lived in Scotland now for 3 years. I've only really been gardening for 2 years in Scotland, because for the first year we didn't own our own property, we were renting, so gardening opportunities were limited. But, the key thing that I've learned over that two-year period, or perhaps the thing that has surprised me the most, is the lack of growth that I see in the plants in my garden. And I think that sort of manifests in a couple of ways. So I see that plants, flowering plants in particular, take a long time to come to flower. You know, if these are perennials, take a long time to restart their growth in the spring, put on the leafy growth, and then eventually flower. If they're annuals, and I've sown some cosmos this year, taken a long time to develop, mature, flower, and haven't flowered yet. Equally, dahlias, which are one of the plants I like to focus on. This year, the dahlias have taken ages to come to flower. It's now the end of August, first day of September tomorrow. I've had one or two flowers. The buds are there, but there's very little flowering, and it is taking, as I said, a long time. So, you know, seasoned Scottish gardeners will say to me, no doubt, well, what do you expect? And that is the answer, because it's all about the climate. And if I think back, you know, if I think to my past experience, I spent a number of years in London, gardening in London, firstly in quite a sort of inner city style garden and fairly enclosed by buildings. Secondly, more of a suburban garden, but still within the sort of London urban sprawl. And the average temperatures in London are 4 or 5 degrees, sometimes higher than they are in Scotland in the summer. And the lowest temperatures, the overnight temperatures, are often much higher in London, obviously, than they are in Scotland. And, you know, it's clearly a function of temperature, because it's not light. You know, there's a multitude of things affect the way that plants grow. You know, the environmental conditions, so the soil, water, light, temperature, nutrients. Here in Scotland, there's an abundance of light in the summer. We have very long days. And in the height of the summer, it's light at 4 in the morning and dark at 11 at night. And the soil is fine. You know, I've got plenty of confidence in this soil in this garden. I've tested it. I've dug it over. You know, there's nothing, no concerns there. Likewise, water. You know, this is Scotland. All right, okay. I live on the east coast, so this is a drier side of Scotland. But we do get enough rain, and I supplement rain with watering when needed. So, you know, it just brings me back to the question of temperature, and you know, if you think about it, as I alluded to earlier, how bloody obvious is that? You know, think about the warm climate. Those of you who live in warm climates, I've lived in Australia, where it's a very warm climate. Growth can be abundant. Rainforest type environments, renowned for the abundance of growth. And here, it's something different. And it's really interesting, because it makes you rethink what you know, and it makes you rethink the way that you need to plan, makes you rethink what you're going to grow, what you should grow, what works best. And it's a lesson that it's taken me 2 years to really absorb. I think I wrote something on the website last year, and I mentioned this. I mentioned, well, everything seems to be taking a while to come into flower. I don't know, you know, what was that? I can't remember what I put in the article at the time, but it's clearly about temperature. And this summer we've had a lot of sun. We haven't had a huge amount of rain, but we've had enough. We've had a lot of sun, but we haven't had high temperatures. So, you know, that is fundamentally what it's all about. I'd be interested to know what you think, if you've got any thoughts of your own on this, if you've got experiences that you have in relation to, you know, the differing environments and the effects that they can have on your gardening. And I'm going to go back to the drawing board for summer next year, rethink what I'm going to grow, how I'm going to grow it, what's going to work best, what's not going to work. But equally, I'll still do a bit of experimenting. You know, that I think that for me is at the heart of the way I like to garden. I like to test things and push the boundaries a bit, you know, see what's possible. So I'll still do that. Anyway, I hope you found this interesting, the story of my own foolishness when it comes to appreciating the conditions. And I hope to speak to you again soon. Thank you.